Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. Which was the law against the rejected enemy, Shaitan. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with hugs and love to you. Come on now, give me a big, oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly. I feel your love, alhamdulillah. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are feeling my love back to you. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. We are in the sixth month of the Islamic Hijra calendar, Jumada al-Akhir. And today is the 23rd day of Jumada al-Akhir, 1445 on the Hijra calendar, and January 6th, 2024 on the Gregorian calendar. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Oh, we were blessed to be here of this 2024 new year. And we just want to remember to ask Allah's mercy and forgiveness on the brother, Imam, that returned to Allah in New Jersey. I think it was Sharif Hassan. And we pray Allah bless him with the paradise. And inshallah, we'll get more insight on the situation as to exactly what happened. But we do know that he did return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we pray Allah highly glorified is he, because we all will return to him. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, forgiveness and blessings on the brother. And all of our souls when we do return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray that his family, peace and patience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is As-Salam, the author of peace, and Al-Sabr, the most patient. So we call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of these beautiful names, of his beautiful names. And he hears our calls and our prayers, and we pray peace upon us all. That we say, I mean. Oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. A way to open up the new year, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows best for all of us. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with good health and prosperity in this year, 2024. And if for any reason we are stressed or stressing in any matter, our motto for this year is let it go in 2024, utilizing the Quran, our guidance. And revelation for our best life. And to that we say, I mean. Tonight we continue discussing the topic of our establishing our relationship. Establishing our relationship with Allah. It is so vitally important, as we all know, to the development of our mind, you know? The development of peace in our lives. And developing a strong and vital relationship with Allah, our Lord and Cherisher, our Muqeed, the sustainer of his creation. We are going to read the importance. Let's brief over it because, you know, we did hold some, we talked about it earlier part of last year. But just as a reminder, we always have new people on the line. And for those of you that have always been here or here every week, we thank you so kindly for being here. And those of you out on the AM360.org as well, we do appreciate everyone in attendance of this program. But we're going to some of the 99 names, beautiful known names, 99 beautiful known names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And excuse me, I'm just so touched this evening about things that are taking place here. You know, but Allah, he know best again. So we want to be happy. We want to keep a happy spirit. We want to keep patience. I'm hearing something on my line here, and I'm just wondering what is taking place. You know, I just remembered we did have a number of programs this afternoon. And I'm saying I'm hearing I have 60 seconds here. So just give me a moment to take a look at just what exactly is taking place here. Because, oh, do you know? Yeah. So I'm thinking, I'm looking at 27 seconds, 25 seconds on my board here, and I'm just wondering, are we going to be dismissed? Inshallah. We'll see here. We'll see. So if it gets down into the zero, look like we're going to have to postpone this particular presentation. Let me see. Yep, exactly what it did. It went out. And so what happened is that I know someone didn't remember to erase some things and then put mine back on here, but I certainly do appreciate you all's patience. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows best, and I will certainly speak with the station manager in reference to this, but I'm thinking that we're going to end this episode because there's no more time on my clock up here, but I certainly do appreciate everyone for coming. I apologize so much. Inshallah, Allah knows best. Inshallah, but hugs and love to everyone, and just keep in remembrance. Al Asma ul Husna. Let me see if I got time to first caller here. Assalamu alaikum to you, brother Mark Shaheed.
I make my salam, says the priest. Abdul-Hadi. You're still being heard here. Yeah. You're coming across loud and clear. And, you know, I don't know exactly what happened in terms of the, I'm assuming, pre-programming, you know, of course. But you're still alive. You haven't gone off, so you're not talking to yourself.
But we'll do this. It will go on, but I'm just letting everyone know.
That's a caution. Yeah, precaution that you could go out, you know. But you don't know. Yeah, so I know it's been pre-programmed and everything. So, alhamdulillah, Allah items the best know. So, yeah, Bob, just letting you know you're coming across very clear.
I do appreciate you kindly, Brother Mark. And so everyone, we'll go on and we will continue. Now, if we happen to lose our voice here and say thank you for using Blog Talk Radio, we certainly do mean that. And inshallah, our next program, when we do come up, which is every Saturday, of course, at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time right here on AM 360, to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. But we will see, inshallah, okay? So with that, we're going to go right ahead on. Thank you again, Brother Mark, because, you know, he would know. He's got more, he's been around here dealing with this longer than I have. Alhamdulillah, so I certainly do appreciate him. So with that, we're going to go on and take then, I'm not going to take any pauses for public service announcement because I don't know what type of time we're going to be dealing with. But we're going to get right into our presentation this afternoon. And as I stated, we're going to remind us about the importance of learning the Al-Asma ul-Husna. And as everyone knows, that is the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know, Allah highly glorified is He is the creator, Al-Khaliq, of all creation. And it is important to know Al-Asma ul-Husna, which are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because knowing Allah highly glorified is He makes us come to love Him, come to know Him, come to properly fear Him, and have taqwa, which is having complete trust and love and belief and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all affairs, Allah highly glorified is He is capable, sufficient, and knowing. So we should rely on Him. Now, I know we seasoned Muslims, we seasoned believers, we know this information. But you know who our main focus is to? Our new believers, our new shahadas, the ones that have taken up the banner to make Islam their chosen religion, which is the final revelation to all of mankind, not just Muslims, to all of mankind. So for those that have taken up that banner to say, you know, I'm going to take my shahada. I'm going to become a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we do that, then that makes us have to get into knowing information that the seasoned believer and seasoned Muslim or seasoned shahada already know. So that's mainly who I'm speaking to. A Muslim should have a feeling of we should have complete trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all affairs. Because Allah highly glorified is He is capable, sufficient, and knowing, all knowing. So we should rely on Him alone. And A Muslim should have a feeling of deep dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know what? Once we have that dependence, that deep dependence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on Him, trusting Him for our guidance and our help and our protection, where we already know whatever takes place in this world, whatever, it only happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a core principle of Al-Islam. And if you see things this way, then you'll realize only through constant communication with Allah, highly glorified is He, through our prayers, our supplications, would we be able to achieve any success in this world or in the hereafter. Because what we do in this world have a great bearing on our hereafter. And of a surety, we know that there is a hereafter. So learning Al-Asma'ul Husna, wow, it's profound information to know and practice in terms of that bearing on the hereafter or in the hereafter, in this world and in the hereafter. There is no way to know Allah, highly glorified is He, except by knowing His most beautiful names and seeking a proper understanding to His existence and the meaning of His beautiful names and attributes of Al-Asma'ul Husna. The attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most repeated subject in the Quran, and I'm going to give you a hadith about this as well. The attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most repeated subject in the entire Quran. It's every page we go by, we will learn something about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read about Him, how He is the most kind, Al-Aru, the most kind, the most merciful, Al-Rahim, the most wise, Al-Hakim. Now, what I'm doing, I'm using these Al-Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names, known names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I'm reading along in my reading. And it just comes natural because, you know, when you begin to study and you see most wise, you're thinking, oh, He's Al-Hakim, you know. So we're learning as we're reading and studying. We read about how how He is the most kind, the most merciful, the most wise, the knower of everything, Al-Aleem. And you're going to see, we're going to go for the newcomers on this program this evening. We're going to do some reading of Al-Asma'ul Husna so that, and you'll hear them, some of these that have already been mentioned, you're going to hear them. So He is the knower, Allah highly glorified is He, all-knowing Al-Aleem of everything. He is the seer, Al-Basir, of all that we do. He's free of all wants, worthy of all praise, so we can trust Him. We can really, really trust Him. And we can believe in Him and trust Him. And I'm going to stop right there just for a moment. I got to do this right now and share this with you because if I don't, I'm telling you, I will go on and I will forget. But I'm sitting here in my home, and I had I've been sitting here, and it was the evening, and time to just sort of just relax, you know, and I've done most of my chores and things for the day, and I had lost maybe about a couple months ago, you know, an item in a area that I was working in. And so, of course, when I lost it, you know, I got my little flashlight, and I'm pointing it all over and trying to, you know, find it and everything, and I didn't see it. I couldn't find it. I'm like, well, it was just, you know, I was just only in this space. So I said, come to me and said, okay, I'm not going to stress myself over that. And I said, oh, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wajid. And, you know, we've been studying Al-Asma ul-Husn, the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a couple of years now. And so I'm sitting there in that particular evening, and I said it was a couple months ago when I had lost this item. And so I'm sitting there. I had said when I lost the item, I said, oh, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wajid, bless me to find the item that I have lost, because you are all seeing and you know where it's at. So I went on. I left it alone, everybody. But this particular one, particularly, you know, I'm sitting in the chair, and then all of a sudden, I sit there and I got relaxed and everything, and Allah brings it to my mind. He says, get up, go over and get that bag over there, and reach in that bag and get your item. I didn't question. I didn't say nothing. I didn't think. Boy, I know it. I had sprung up, went on over there, got the bag, and it had, you know, a number of clothing and things off in there. And I said, well, you know, while I'm in this bag, I said, I'm going to get the opportunity to give away some things, because I'm, you know, I don't believe in having too much around. So, you know, some things in that bag I know I hadn't dealt with for at least a year. So I'm like, okay. So I get the opportunity to also take some of those things out of that bag. So I'm looking at all of the blessings in me getting up, following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put into my mind, into my thinking, into my heart, into my spirit to get up and do. So I get up and I go over and get the bag and start taking the items out and fold them, and it come to my mind, okay, so sort out that you want to give away. I said, okay, then I got a pile for this. I got a pile I'm going to keep. And when I finally got to the bottom of the bag, you know what I did? I said, okay, I'm telling you now, I'm taking direction. This is Allah's my witness. This is what happened. And so Allah brings it to my mind. I said, okay, now pick that bag up. You know how you pick a bag up and you bring everything, or you kind of tilt the bag so everything will come into the one corner of the bag, which you know, you can look in. So they say, turn the bag over to the, you know, turn it over and reach in there and get your item. Honey, I didn't dispute or anything. I did. I did just that. And do you know, I reached right down there and I got my item. I said, alhamdulillah. I said, oh, alhamdulillah. I said, alhamdulillah, Allah, you know, you're just so kind. You're so merciful. You know how you feel. See, this is what Al-Asma ul-Husna does. It brings our whole mind, body, soul, and spirit into connection. And this is what we're talking about, making our connection in our communication with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, and I'm like, I'm just totally. Now, this isn't the first time something of this nature has taken place, but I had to share this. I had to share it with you. So I'm just letting you know, new shahadas, new believers, because I'm pretty sure the seasoned believers, we've all experienced something to this nature already, because we've been here for a while, we've been studying for a while, our faith has been confirmed, and, you know, we're in that belief mode, and nothing can take us out of it. So I'm sharing this with new shahadas. Just be patient with what your learning is, and never let anything just move you away from, oh, this is too hard, I don't understand it. Be patient. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Alim, all-knowing. He knows when you put your intentions in learning this, when you put your intentions in coming to know him, of his existence and his very way of being, his will, his word, his way, and you come and you begin to study it, and it's like drinking, say for instance, you're really, really thirsty. Well, I think like in a hot desert, and you get a nice cool glass of water, and you be like, oh, Allah, and you're just so grateful that he heard your call for this cool drink of water, some water, you needed it, and he gave it to you. But you had to be patient. You had to keep your journey. You have to keep the journey in order to reach to the fulfillment of what Allah, highly glorified as he has for us, because he hears us, he knows our heart, he knows our mind, he knows our intentions. And when we got those intentions and the love in our heart and our spirit about him, having the best outlook that we can have about him, and that belief is just trust. Say, when you do that, I'm speaking to the new Shahadas, when you do that, you're going to feel it. You're going to know it. You're going to be able to recognize when he speaks to you. Because, you know, how sometimes you could be doing something and it might be dangerous. And he said, turn you. Because he knows that you're just learning, but you want to learn. You want to know. And he knows this. He'll actually put you out of that harm's way. He'll actually take you out of them. You'll be like, but wait a minute, I was just going down this way right here. Now all of a sudden, I'm going this way right here without hesitation. That is our Lord and Cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mukit, the sustainer, the one that takes care of us in all matters and situations. So I just want to stop and share that with you by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it will help increase you in your desire to know of him and your belief in him and your trust in him. Because he is the knower of everything and the seer of all what we do. And he is the one that's free of all wants, worthy of all praise. Al-Hamid. Whatever the Ummah says is merely a commentary on the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. And whatever the traditions of the Prophet say is merely a commentary on the Quran. And whatever the Quran says, it is a distinctive commentary on the excellent names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that wonderful? Knowing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the strong foundation of Tawheed. And for as a new Shahada, the new believer, and you hear me say, you know, when I mention Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, I always say subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means highly glorified. See, and when you mention Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is most loving and kind and respectful to say highly glorified. See, because he is every interval of our life. Highly glorified is he. We mention his name, that's the respect and honor and the gratefulness that we have for him being so kind to us to bring us to this path that we're on, learning al-Islam, learning al-Asma'ul Husna, studying it and actually practicing it. So this is why we say, and highly glorified is he, Allah. Knowing the names of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a strong foundation of Tawheed, believing in Allah. and his oneness. Yeah, he don't have no help. He don't need it. And then one might say, well, if he don't need anything from us, then why we got to go through, you know, obedience to him? He don't need nothing from us. No, he doesn't need anything from us. But again, that is what he has instructed. He has instructed that's who we are as his servant. Every creation that he has created has a responsibility to him, a responsibility of appreciating and worshiping him. Ooh, you know, don't start me now, because I'm now, you know how I'm feeling. And I know you're probably feeling the same thing, because that's the vibrance that you get when we speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we love him like that, you know, and believe in him like that, you know, it's all through you. And that cool drink of water that I had mentioned earlier, if you found yourself in a really hot day and needing it, and he gives it to you, then this is what our Asma'ul Husna does. It's what we need. We probably don't know that that's what we need, but when we start to practice it, it'll come to us. It gives us tawheed, believing in Allah and his oneness, and it gives us a clear understanding of his very essence. And we can start this journey by study of his beautiful names and attributes, Al-Asma'ul Husna. The more we engage and learn, and I'm saying we. I know some of us have been here for a while, we've been doing it, and some of us is just getting here. But either way it go, guess what? It's still all of us. Because the ones that's been here, we have a responsibility to share it with you that are just coming. And we can't look and say, oh, I got to tell you about it, and I'm all that, and you just a little nothing because you didn't know just yet. No. We have a responsibility and a duty as a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to share what he has given to us. The more we engage and learn the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we'll love him, fear him, respect him, and obey him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified as he is close to us. He says to us, and we have already created man and know what his soul whispers to him. And we are closer to him than his jugular vein. Now, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us. And you'll find that in the Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 16. And make sure you got your pen and your paper now so you're taking good notes. So when we're off this line and tonight you get a minute to yourself, you're able to go over those notes. Or you can also call back in AM 360 and you'll be able to get, go to it's not the archive because they haven't been archived necessary just yet. But when you put in, it's going to come when you go to the am360.org, and you'll be able to put in the program for this evening. It's going to be right on top, and you'll be able to go back over them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that he has already created man to know, and he has already created man, and he knows what our soul whispers to us, and that he, Allah highly glorified, is he is closer to us than our jugular vein. And again, that's Surah 50, Ayah 16. These names were revealed so we could learn about Allah and deepen our connection with our Creator, with him, our Khaliq, the Creator. But like with any relationship, the strongest and most enduring relationships require effort and hard work. Now, we don't want to bag nobody up because, you know, some people, when they say, when you say hard work, oh, my God, they're running for sure. But just know, not meaning, oh, it's so hard and you just ain't going to hardly be able to get to it. Oh, no. See, because when you come, when you have that, when you have that intention, your niya, when you have that intention in your heart to actually come to know him, he's going to make it easy. So even though we may say it requires effort, and does, because you got to put the work, you got to put forward. You can't just sit down. I remember back in the day, before I really, as a kid, I can remember, and the old folks used to say that, you know, you can't just sit and call on God to help you, and you're just going to sit down and, oh, Lord God, help me. I need this. I need to help me do this, help me do that, and you ain't going to put no effort in it. No. They say you must get up and make that first step. You must get up and have that intention in your heart that you want to learn. And when you do that, that's your effort. And guess what? That hard work that we said it was going to be becomes very easy. Because you know what? Anytime we seek out to do a thing and we say, oh, Allah, help us. Oh, Allah, I want to do so-and-so. I want to move this rock from over here to over there, and it's a pretty big rock. But, oh, Allah, since I want to do it and it needs to be done, I'm asking you to help me. Send your help to me, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get this done. And, honey, you will feel it. I'm promising you. You're going to feel the spirit of the help of the angels that Allah sent to us to give us that help. You hear me? Oh, this is real stuff, everybody. It's real, truthful knowledge. It's all in the revelation. And know that some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may seem similar, but they are not the same. And each name represents a unique attribute. They highlight some virtue or value that is virtuous in Islam. To know them is a source of knowledge. What's even greater is to try and integrate them. When you come to learn them, you want to integrate them by practicing them into your life. And we want to emulate them to the best of our ability. Like, my name is Adila. Now, that's not an attribute, but that's my name. It's an Islamic name. And it means one that is trustworthy, and they stand on what is right. Now, don't try to get me wrong. I'm not trying to build me up or anything. I'm just simply telling you what my name means. One who stands for justice and righteousness and truth. So I am not perfect, but I tell you one thing. And anything, any name that any of us choose, and it has that meaning. See, Tom, Jack, and Jerry, and Sheila, and all them folks, it's no meaning. But when we choose an Islamic name, there is a meaning. So we try our best to emulate that to the very best we can, you know. So when we integrate, practice these al-asma ul-husna in our life, emulate them to the best of our ability, Allah will help us to be righteous and just and truthful and honest and upright. When we come to understand the 99 names, known names, and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can begin to see the world in a new light, and that is the absolute truth. That's the absolute truth. If we understand how Allah, highly glorified is He, is Al-Alim, the all-knowing, Al-Hakim, the wise one, Al-Musit, the just one, we would come to understand that whatever happens to a believer, whatever Allah, it is that whatever Allah decrees would be good for him or her. You know, say, and it's not to say that we won't be sad, or you know, it might really touch us and take us a minute to recompose ourselves because this thing has happened. But it is decree. It is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And though we might say, oh, but it seems so bad, and how could that happen? It's okay. It's a good thing. It really is. But you say, but they're not here anymore. Say, for instance, when this one has returned to Allah, and even probably the manner in which they return to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we like, yeah, but, you know, how could that be? That was so horrible. But that's okay. It's still good for him or her. And it's good for us if we have patience and trust in Allah and belief in Allah that he knows best. Alhamdulillah. Sunnah reported that Allah's messenger, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, said, strange are the ways of a believer, for there is good in every affair of his, and this is not the case, and this is not the case with anyone else except in the case of a believer. Wow, did you hear that? I know you got it, okay? Now, this is reported by Sunayd. He reported that Allah's messenger, Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, strange are the ways of a believer, for there is good in every affair of his, and this is not the case anyone else except in the case of a believer. For if he has an occasion to feel delight, he thanks Allah, highly glorified is he. Thus, there is a good for him in it. And if he gets into trouble and shows acceptance and endures it patiently, there is good for him in it. Now, we're going to have things that's going to come up on us and need, oh, I tell you, you know, we can have some things come up now, you know. But if you believe in Allah, highly glorified is he, and know his beautiful names and attributes, you will not question, complain, or swear the world around you when faced with a difficult situation. Knowing the beautiful names of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understanding what they mean would help us. It would guide us to endure patiently. They would bring us comfort and give us peace. There is nothing greater than Allah, highly glorified is he. Therefore, a study of his attributes will be one of the greatest pursuits one can undertake. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call upon your Lord in humility and privately. Indeed, he does not like transgressors or wrongdoers. And cause not corruption upon the earth after its reformation. And invoke Allah in fear and aspiration. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is near to the doers of good. And you will find that in Surah 7, Ayat 55 and 56. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, said, indeed, Allah has 99 names, and whoever counts them shall enter paradise. Do I need to, as a matter of fact, I think I just repeat this, for the new ears that are hearing this, because we all are aspiring our way to the heaven from this earth. So Abu Huraira narrated, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, said, indeed, Allah has 99 names. Whoever, now this isn't the end of it, but we're just doing the hadith here, okay? And whoever counts them into paradise. Be mindful of Allah, and he will protect you. Be mindful of Allah, and you will find him before you. When you ask, ask of Allah. Highly glorified is he. And when you seek aid, seek Allah's aid. Of course, what we learn from this is a study of the 99 beautiful known names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a study of a dua or of ibadah, meaning worship. They are revealed to us so we can be mindful of them when we call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. And now we can go on and give you certain ways that you can do in your life to help you to remember those beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For me, what I did, is I put them in alphabetical order as best as I could in learning them. But you know, sometimes I did put the most of them in alphabetical order, but I'm still learning, you know, so sometime a name may come and I'm like, I had already put them in order from what I've already learned, but now I got to go and insert another one in that alphabetical order. But it helps me to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've had a couple of names that come to me by other Muslims just coming to me and saying they too are studying Al Asma ul Husna, and they'll say, you know, I saw the name Al-Aleem, Allah the All-Knowing, but when I began to recite them, I didn't remember to say it because it hadn't registered in my heart as of yet. And then I had a believer mention in a conversation we had one day, and he said, well, you know, Allah is Al-Aleem, the All-Knowing, and that stuck. So I found putting them in alphabetical order is a big help to us, alhamdulillah. Now, with that, what we're going to do, we're going to stop there on that particular article and explanation of learning Al-Asma ul-Husna. And we're going to go over and, excuse me, and my apologies, we do have a caller, and I'm going to go on and take that caller because, like I said, I'm not sure how much time we have. But I'm going to take 314-833 once again. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Mark. Thank you and welcome. Oh, we're not hearing you. I'm not hearing you. Okay. Are you there, Brother Mark? Okay, maybe. Okay, I'm gonna take you and put you back in the mute. And 8314833. Okay, so I'm gonna put you back in the mute. 314833, and you know, if you press one on your phone and go out and come back, then I know, and that's why I'm calling you, because you had pressed one before and went out. But we'll get back to you. But if you want to go out and come back, then I'll know that you're back on that line again. So, inshallah. Okay. So, with that, I just want to, before we go to the hadith. So, I'm going to go over there, because remember I told you I was going to read some hadith today, and I'm definitely this one I wanted to read about the Quran. I had it up here. Okay. And I have a number of them starred, and then we'll do the hadith here. This one is about the Quran, and you know, that's our book. That's the book. But everybody, but surely there was the revelation that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, in the month of Ramadan, 1445. And this beautiful hadith is about the Quran. And remember, if you want to get the hadith, they got what you call hadith of the day. If you use your computer, you can go there and you can say hadith of the day. .com and have them send it to your mail, your inbox, your online inbox, and you'll be able to receive this beautiful hadith. Narrated Zayd bin Arkam, may Allah be pleased with him. Oh, this is two people. Narrated Zayd bin Arkam, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, said, indeed, I am leaving among you that which if you hold fast to them, you shall not be misguided. The Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, what he has said. He said, indeed, I am leaving among you that which, if you hold fast to them, you shall not be misguided after he is gone. One of them is greater than the other. And the book of Allah is a rope extended from the sky to the earth. And my family, the people of my house, and they should not until they meet at the Hawat. So look at how you deal with them after me. Now, you know that H-A-W-D, and I went to check out what it was, and one of the meanings that I had gotten was about, it meant like when you get in a state of like, it's a hard time, but, you know, just like if you say, oh, Allah help me, you know, like that, you know, you be like that, huffing, like, you know, that's one of the things. And I also heard it was some land between Africa and somewhere, but like that. But that's the main thing I took after, was like, when you find yourself with that, in that space, where you feel like it's difficult. And so we want to remember the book of Allah, that it is a rope that is extended from the sky to the earth. So when we get to that point, just always remember Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is there. Remember, he said he's closer to us than our own jugular vein. And this was related by Jami at Trimadi, Book 49, 3788, and Hadith 187. This is a beautiful reminder to cling to the Quran and its teachings for any situation we will face in life. We will find guidance in the Book of Allah. Open it, read it, explore it, and find the truth. And we know as Muslims that the Quran not only should be, but it is a part of our daily lives, because you know we have been prescribed 5 daily prayers. And each of those daily prayers is a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and words of prayers and praise from the Quran. Alhamdulillah. I want to also read about generosity. This is a hadith about generosity. Narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's messenger, Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, was the most generous of all the people. Now, Al-Asma'ul Husna, Allah, highly glorified as he is, Al-Kareem, the most generous. But here, Allah's messenger, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was the most generous of all the people. And he used to reach the peak in generosity in the month of Ramadan, when Gabriel met him. Gabriel used to meet him every night of Ramadan to teach him the Quran. And which is a reminder, you know, in just about, it's a little less than 4 months, we will be in Ramadan. And matter of fact, I think it starts in March. April for sure. So about March or April, we'll be during Ramadan of 2024. Gabriel used to meet him every night of Ramadan to teach him the Quran. Allah's messenger, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, was the most generous person, even more generous than the strong, uncontrollable wind. In readiness and haste to do charitable deeds. And it was related, Sahih al-Bukhari, Book 1, Hadith 6. And we want to be generous with others, with our time, our wealth, our kindness. And don't worry, it'll all come back to us. And you know, I think about it sometimes when we talk about it, and we do. We want to be as close as we can be in emulating the ways of the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, as we can. And we want to be generous and kind, and you know, and even those who even mistreated him. Now, you know, that's one we really have to pray on, don't we? When one, you know, mistreat us, and you know, and then we have to be kind to them, or we should be if we have to be in the type of in their presence, or they happen to be in our presence, and you know, have to hold our peace and still be kind, and you know, as we can be, and see, And that take a lot of effort on our part, I'm sure, because we are not the prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him. And, you know, so we even told them off before we even thought about it real good. And then we even said what we probably should have held back just because we are not the prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him. And we don't have such a restraint within our, you know, within our, and he was human too now, but within our humanness. But he was the prophet. He was more than what we could be, generous and forgiving and kind, you know. But we try. We really do try. But come to the law. So that was about, that hadith was about generosity and the generousness of the prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him. I want to read, I'm going to read this. This particular hadith here is about bathing on Friday. And, you know, we know that Friday is Juma. You know, now this ain't saying that's the only time to bath, but this is the this is the blessings of actually making sure we get our baths on Friday, okay? Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, is reported to have heard Allah's messenger, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, as saying, when any one of you intends to come for Juma prayer, he should take a bath. Now, I know you say, well, we know that already, but not necessarily one would know the exact importance of that, you know. You know, so that's why I wanted to choose to read that particular. It's a little bit more about that. It's a lot of blessings. I know I can remember that in coming, but they're saying that make sure you get a bath when you go to the Juma. If you have intention, you know, even if you don't, you still should bath. On Friday is a very important day because it's the day of Juma. And if I can remember, it is the day that Allah created Adam and some other good things that happened on Friday. So I think it was also the day that Adam returned to Allah, something of that nature, but it's Juma. So we definitely want to remember that. Okay? Now I'm going to read this particular hadith as well. And then I'm going to get to Al-Asma'ul Husna. We're going to go through them today. You know, we're going to go through as many of them as we can because I know the new Shahada and the new believer is like on pins and needles, like, okay, so when is she going to introduce us to this Al-Asma'ul Husna, the 99 known beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's coming. I'm just going to read a couple more hadith here. Remember, this is Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab. And we'll be studying the Quran, Hadith, with all Islamic information. We'll be studying things that is helpful for us in keeping our life in a way that would be conducive to our prayers. And when I say that, some of you may already understand because sometimes I'm not going to say we on that one, y'all. Okay, I'm not. But, you know, sometimes some people, you know, they don't necessarily keep the best of houses, you know, and it's all congested and everything and it's all yada, yada and all that, you know. But, you know, and you're walking in, you'd be like, well, how are you making prayer? But they say they made their prayer, you know. But it's best to have an environment that is conducive to your prayers that you send up to your Lord and cherish you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Muqit, the sustainer of his creation. Okay. This, let me read this. This hadith here is about blessings. on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, who said, Allah mighty and sublime be he, said, spend on charity, O son of Adam, and I shall spend on you. You know, some people can be a real tightwad. They don't, you know, they don't need my help. They just need to get up and get a job or something. You know, people talk like that, you know. I'm like, well, how you gonna talk like that? You don't know what the situation is with that person. And besides, you are not aware of you just giving charity to that person and you seeing them in need, the blessing that you would receive. Allah has blessed you with it. And you got more than enough for yourself. It's not like if you gave, you would be just out. So you shouldn't talk rancid talk on people because they're in need or look at them as though that they're lazy because they don't have something that they need or maybe asking of you. So we have to be mindful of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, has said, Allah mighty and sublime be he, has said, spend on charity, O son of Adam, and I shall spend on you. And it's this Hadith Qudsi, Hadith 11, related by Al-Bukhari, also by Muslim, and it is Hadith Qudsi, Hadith 11. Alhamdulillah. I'm wanting to read this. I'm going to do these three. And then we're going to get on into the Asma al-Husna. Okay. This particular hadith is about the signs of the hour. You know, the signs of the coming of the final days in life on this earth. Narrated Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's messenger, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, has said, from among the portents of the hour are the following. Religious knowledge will be taken away by the death of religious learned men. And I know you all can understand that, you know, it says religious knowledge will be taken away by the death of religious learned men. Mm-hmm. You know why? Now, this is just me saying, but in my understanding of this, it's because some people, for whatever reason, they find it hard to study. They don't really have a desire to study religion or revelation. But that way we will have a decline in those that will be learned of religious knowledge. So in the passing of those with religious knowledge, and then you got the ones that left that don't see it that important to learn religious knowledge, then the religious knowledge will no longer be existing for the mankind of that time. And number two, it says, and then ignorance will prevail. Ignorance will prevail. Religious ignorance will prevail. But see, that's the thing. If you don't have religious knowledge in all aspects of your life, trust me, you're going to be ignorant. Don't try to think, oh, just because I don't know Revelation, now I'm all so smart, because you're not smart. And I'm not being all hard and mean and stuff. You're not smart. If you don't know something about the Revelation, trust me, you're not smart. If you're not reading and studying and practicing, you're not smart. You're ignorant. Okay? Simple as that. I ain't say it. That's just the way it is. Okay? So it's important that we learn and study. Okay? Also, signs of the hour would be drinking of alcohol would be very common. You know, hey, you know we don't drink alcohol. We know as Muslims, we don't drink alcohol, right? We know this. There will be a prevalence of open, illegal sexual intercourse. These will also be the signs of the day, of the hour. Mm-hmm. Just doing what you want to do. And then some persons are having illegal sexual intercourse and trying to make it right. Oh, you see, well, God says this, and it says that. And Lord knows we ain't going to even talk about our Christian brethren and what they feel about it. But some, I ain't going to say all of them. I'm not going to make a blanket statement on all of them. But they say our sins have been forgotten, been forgiven. So basically we can do what we want to do because our sins have been forgiven. Well, we know better than that. So these are signs that will let us know that the hour is near. These are the signs of the hour. The death of our scholars, oh, and this is Sahih al-Bukhari, book 3, hadith 22. The death of our scholars and pious teachers is a tragedy we are already seeing. With social media, the learned are ridiculed, taunted, and questioned, especially in today's online world where many speak first, think later. Mm-hmm. Yep. But see, that's what happens when you're ignorant. You run your mouth, you don't know what you're talking about, and you said something you didn't have no real reference of or to. But that's what happened. Just a few years ago, people would flock to listen to the scholars and strive for knowledge. Now their voices are easily drowned out on platforms that encourage speech before thought and impulse reactions. The death of our teachers leads to the death of knowledge. In an era where many claim not to have time to study the deen. Is that what we just talked about before we started reading the hadith? Oh, they too busy. Reading? As a matter of fact, I had a teacher, and I was talking to her, and I was going to give her some information to read. Oh, she said, oh, no. I don't want, when I get off of work, she said, I don't want to read nothing. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, that's a teacher? You a teacher? And you said after you get out of work, you don't want to read anything? Okay. So the death of our teachers leads to the death of knowledge in an era where many claim that they have no time to study the deen. Alcohol is prevalent, even in some Muslim countries. And illicit relations are no longer frowned upon in societies. Yes. But have become the norm. I mean, we just put it all out there today. I remember a time, don't you remember back in the day? I'm just using this as an example. It's other things as well. But back in the day, say as a young girl, and she got pregnant, oh my God, that was like, oh my God, that was so embarrassing. The parents of that child did not want it to be known in their communities and things that they have, because it's going to be looked up on them that this child and when I got pregnant, even though I'm pretty sure they probably was doing all that they could to teach that child, but the society was bearing on them, and they went with the society rather than what their parents were saying. But in any case, there was a time that was embarrassing. You didn't want nobody to know that something, that we had, someone had acted like that. And now here they got babies. So they sent them away. Maybe, you know, they said, well, you know, they go away. And he said, well, you're going to live with so-and-so in another state or somewhere. You're not going to stay around here and embarrass me.